This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And in a bit, coming up with the Oregon Hunters Association very soon, 23rd annual fundraiser. Kelly Forney in from the group. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So tell us more about the organization, first of all.
Well, the Oregon Hunters Association is a group of about 500 local folks. And we host one of the largest banquets in Oregon every year for Hunters Association. Any money raised at our banquet will remain in Oregon to help support our hunting heritage. And the proceeds are also used for wildlife enhancement projects, wildlife protection projects, for the Turn-In Poachers program, youth-related activities, safety projects, and many, many other wildlife and hunting related activities here in Douglas County.
So how active is this organization locally in terms of how many people you have involved?
Well, we have hundreds of members here, Kyle, and the hunting heritage in Douglas County is long and storied and deep. And the hunters here are passionate about their sport, and they want to continue the sport and share it with generations to come.
So let's talk about specifics, first of all, when, where, and all that for the event.
Well, the banquet will be held this Saturday, April 9th, at the Seven Feathers Casino in Canyonville. The doors open at 4 p.m. Social hour, games, and raffles run from 4 to 6. There'll be a gourmet prime rib and chicken dinner served at 6 p.m. We begin our raffle drawings and our opportunities to win all kinds of cool outdoor stuff at 6:30. And then we'll have a silent auction and then followed by a live auction starting at 7:30.
So you've got kind of a full evening of things. And do you have folks that talk about the organization more, or is this just kind of a fun time?
We have a great amount of sponsors and folks that support our organization. Our banquet sponsors include Umpqua Survival, Douglas County Farmers Co-op, the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians, the News Review, Dream Big African Safaris, Oregon Life Homes, Namibia African Safaris, Premier Insurance Group, and Rainbow King Lodge in Alaska.
Wow, so a lot of involvement there. And I'm curious how you got involved in hunting to begin with.
One of my earliest memories, Kyle, is my father carrying me in the woods when I was about 4 years old. And we were out on a hunting trip, and we stopped at it was a warm day, and we stopped at a little cool, bubbling stream up in the Cascades. And he said, let's take off our shoes and put our feet in the cool water. And so we did, and that began my journey as an outdoorsman and enjoying the outdoors, and I've been an avid hunter and an outdoorsman since.
And so how often are you able to get out and enjoy all this?
I like to get out in the woods once or twice a week, year-round. There's always something to do in Douglas County outdoors. This time of year, we have the turkey season and the spring bear season upcoming. Folks are doing a lot of shed hunting right now with deer and elk sheds that are dropped. So there's a lot of opportunities in the woods.
I mean, that's pretty often. Do you think a lot of people that live around here sometimes miss all the opportunities that are available?
We have so many outdoor opportunities here, from walking the wildlife trails to collecting the wild mushrooms that are just coming out to observing the wildlife to harvesting the wildlife and the fish. Douglas County is a wonderland of outdoor entertainment.
So if somebody wants to attend the event, what do they do?
Well, you can contact myself or you can just show up at the door on Saturday at 4 p.m. We have dinner packages there. Dinner packages with raffle tickets are available, and that includes a complete dinner and a set of raffle tickets to win all manner of cool outdoor equipment, not only hunting equipment and firearms, but outdoor clothing, outdoor supplies. And we have a tent raffle that is a keystone of our event. It's sponsored by Oregon Life Homes. It's a complete Montana wall tent with a wood stove, a cook stove, a table, cots, sleeping bags, lanterns, everything one would need to go out in the woods and enjoy camping will be raffled off this year at the convention.
Well, you know, I was just looking at this list of items. I mean, that is quite extensive, and somebody could really get out there and enjoy the outdoors with a package like that.
They can, and we have a lot of local sponsors that are very involved. Waldron's Outdoor Sports will be providing a $1,000 gift certificate that will be auctioned off. We have firearms of all shapes and sizes, high-quality firearms. Rainbow King Lodge in Alaska is sponsoring a Weatherby Vanguard high-quality rifle. Coastal Farm and Ranch is a great partner and sponsor. They're sponsoring a Browning Hell's Canyon rifle. So we have all manner of outdoor equipment, firearms, everything one needs to enjoy the outdoors.
How many people do you normally have at this event?
We're expecting 400 to 500 people. We expect it to be a sellout or very close to it. It's a great time in the big banquet hall there at Seven Feathers Casino.
Wow, a lot going on. Again, that's this Saturday night, 23rd annual Oregon Hunters Association banquet fundraiser. Anything else people ought to know about?
If you'd like to enjoy the outdoors out of state or out of the United States, we have two different African safaris that will be auctioned off. One of them's a $6,300 value, and one's an $11,000 value. And the Dream Big Safaris includes it's a 7-day safari, 5 hunting days for 2 hunters or 101 observer. You get to harvest 4 big game animals. It includes your lodging. It includes your guide. It's a trip of a lifetime.
Wow. So if somebody wants to get connected, do you guys have a Facebook page, or what's the best way?
We do. Oregon Hunter Association, Umpqua Chapter, has got a Facebook page, and you can even get signed up on the banquet on Facebook.
All right, Kelly Forney, Oregon Hunters Association, thanks for coming in this morning. 8:38, that's the morning conversation.